I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. If you're like me, you've got a junk problem. All over my house, I keep finding old cell phones, smartphones, laptops that died, cartridges for a printer that stopped working, about 5 years ago. The number of these things in our lives, and I haven't even mentioned step counters and HDTVs, has exploded. And their life cycles seem to get shorter and shorter, which means a lot more electronic waste. So what happens to all of that junk? Well, a lot of it ends up overseas, in illegal dumps and unregulated recycling shops. The problem's gotten so much attention that many American companies have pledged to help stop the export of e-waste. But a new investigation suggests that the problem hasn't gone away. Here's reporter Ken Christensen from our partners at the public media collaboration Earthfix in Seattle.
You might have seen one of these kinds of ads online or on TV.
In the United States alone, consumers have stockpiled an estimated 3 billion pounds of old computers and electronics at home.
Consumer electronics make up the fastest growing source of waste on the planet, and the U.S. is the single largest producer of electronic waste. Not long ago, much of this stuff wasn't safely recycled, and a lot of it ended up in toxic dumps in the developing world. These days, though, much of the industry is promising a new day in recycling.
Simply pack it into the car with other household donations and drop it off at a participating Goodwill location. Whatever parts cannot be reused or refurbished will be broken down securely and recycled responsibly.
That term, recycled responsibly, often isn't defined, but it's widely understood to mean here in the U.S. And recent studies have suggested that exports aren't a big problem anymore. But Jim Puckett wasn't convinced.
Most of the public still thinks that they're going to recycle it right there in America. They have the right to know where their stuff goes.
Puckett's the founder of the Basel Action Network. It's a watchdog group that monitors compliance with a global hazardous waste dumping treaty called the Basel Convention. Puckett's been investigating the afterlife of electronic waste for nearly two decades. Recently, his team put GPS trackers in 200 old computers, printers, and TVs. Drop them off at recycling and take-back programs across the U.S., and watch where they ended up. Most of the devices were disposed of in the U.S. That's the good news. The bad news? About a third of them were shipped out of the country, including to places like this.
There it is.
Puckett's in a van in the outskirts of Hong Kong, using an iPad app to track a little orange marker.
Yep. Let me just, stop, and I'll just look through the fence.
The van pulls up to a series of high metal fences. Puckett gets out and peeks through a crack.
Oh my God, quite a scene.
He says there's about 30 people smashing up a mountain of printers.
We gotta get in there.
Losai! Losai!
Puckett's translator Dong Xia Su tells a man on the other side of the fence that they want to buy old printers. The door opens onto a dirt lot filled with 15-foot high piles of printers. Workers are using power drills to dismantle them. They're not wearing face masks. Their aprons are caked with black printer dust, a possible carcinogen. Workstations are littered with broken fluorescent tubes from old LCD screens, which Puckett says release mercury vapor.
One of the more toxic metals known.
Sue asks a worker if he knows about the risks.
He has no idea. They don't know if it's dangerous for them.
In the U.S., electronics recycling workers wear protective gear when they extract the most toxic components. Parts containing mercury, lead, and other hazardous materials are processed carefully, and almost all of the materials get reused. That's not always true in Hong Kong. Puckett tracked another device here, to a lot that's abandoned, but for a few guard dogs.
What do we got over here?
He tromps through tall grass in a nearby field and pulls back overgrown vines.
Flat-screened pieces, just dumped.
Also piles of camcorders, keyboards, old lead-filled computer monitors.
More stuff they can't deal with.
Puckett believes that both of these operations are probably illegal. Hong Kong bans hazardous waste imports from developed nations, including the U.S. Overall, the tracking investigation found that 70 U.S. recyclers were involved in shipping e-waste to China, Thailand, Pakistan, Taiwan, Mexico, and Kenya. The computer with the GPS chip that led Puckett to this junkyard, it was dropped off last year at one of the most respected recycling programs in the U.S., Dell Reconnect, which has a strict no-export policy. So how did it find its way here? Dell says it wants to know, too.
If there's something that did not follow the system, we would certainly want to know about it, and we would certainly take corrective action.
That's Beth Johnson, who manages the Dell program. She says the company plans to investigate its downstream recycling partners. One thing we do know is that there's economic pressure these days to ship e-waste offshore. John Shigarian, who runs Electronics Recyclers International, the country's largest e-waste recycler, says prices for recovered materials have plummeted.
At the height of the market, when we would go to sell steel, plastic, gold, silver, palladium, copper, on an aggregated basis, we were getting 14 to 15 cents a pound more than we are today.
But labor costs are still higher here. So it's more profitable these days to ship old electronics overseas. And in most cases, it's not illegal. The U.S. is the only developed country that hasn't ratified the Basel Treaty on Hazardous Waste, and efforts to ban exports in Congress have failed. Europe, by contrast, has some of the toughest e-waste laws in the world. Among other things, EU governments tax manufacturers to subsidize domestic recycling. For his part, activist Jim Puckett says he's going to keep on pressing companies to do the right thing and live up to their promises. For The World, Ken Christensen, Hong Kong.
That story was co-produced by Earth Fix's Katie Campbell.